RNZ National, and snow blanketing central Otago is not so great for farmers, but it could boost the quality of locally made whiskey and gin. The polar blast that's sweeping the South Island forced the temperature to plummet below zero at Lammermoor Station and the Lammermoor Distillery in the Maniototo District. Owner John Elliott joins me now. Good evening, John.
Yes, good evening, Karen.
How was it out there tonight?
Fairly miserable, actually. Not quite as bad as last night, which I think on the top of the Lammermoor's got to about minus 20, but about minus 12 at the house here. However, it's about 0 degrees, which isn't too bad tonight.
You got the fire going?
I certainly got the fire going, yes. No, very nice.
How's the stock holding up?
Okay, we actually feed them twice a day in this weather, so we feed them first thing in the morning. Get going very early, about 6 o'clock, maybe 5:30, and go around all the stock, then shift supplement feed, electric fence breaks for on crop, and then in the afternoon we'll go and shift them back up to shelter and give them a bit of hay and baleage in the evening and maybe a bit of barley straw to camp on.
And how many people you got working there, John?
Predominantly myself, my younger son, and one farm worker, and my wife gives quite a good hand out on the farm as well. So, it's sort of four of us generally out working away.
Gee, that's a very full-on life.
It is quite busy. Yeah, it's quite busy, Karen, long days, but that's what we enjoy.
Yeah, and you can sit back with a glass of whiskey or gin maybe, because you've got a distillery there as well.
Yes, we've been going since 2016, and we use the motto or the logo distilled illegally since 1863.
Yes.
It was distilled illegally back in the gold mining era on the property. My grandfather came back from the First World War, 1918, purchased the home farm, Rowedy, and whilst he was mustering out on the hill, similar to weather to today, actually, it was a whiteout conditions, and whilst he was sheltering from a storm, he'd come across a little copper still. So he did tell my father about it some years later. Being a First World War man, he wasn't probably best of health, but he did tell my father about it. And we've had a bit of a hunt around, and we haven't actually found that still, but we have found a little hut, very reclusive, hidden away, very, very difficult to find, and very well hidden. And this is open tussock country, but it's extremely well hidden. So that no doubt was to do with some illicit moonshine, obviously only a few couple miles from the Dunstan Trail, which was the first road into central Otago, and of course a lot of gold miners and quite a number of hotels in a close proximity popped up on the way through. So 2016, we decided to have a go ourselves, home-built distillery and a bit of improvisation, and away we went. So 2017, we had a bit more of an official opening with the local Central Otago District Council Mayor and had the cutting of the haggis and all the palaver to go with the Scottish heritage, and away we went. So it's coming along very nicely. We also do gin. Excuse me. Gin's a short turnaround. My wife Susie predominantly does the gin, and she does that, and it's probably about 5 to 6 weeks from the time she distills that off in a neutral form, the time she adds the botanicals, and then and gets it bottled up and out on the market. So the gin's coming along very nicely, and the whiskey is slower to produce. So we mature it by 3 years, which is the Scottish law. Most of the world, it's 2 years in a barrel. It's got to be an oak barrel. So 2 years in an oak barrel in most countries in the world. However, in Scotland, it's 3 years in an oak barrel. So we're abiding by the Scottish laws, just out of etiquette. And we haven't released any whiskey until 3 years old. And it's actually 3.5 years old now. And we've got our first edition out on the market. And it's going very nicely. So that's all coming along, just as planned. Thanks, Karen.
It's good. And why is the cold weather good for whiskey?
Well, our extreme climate is really good for the maturing of the whiskey in the barrel. So the extreme cold and the extreme hot, and sometimes in one day, quite often we do get a 20-degree variation every day. And that freeze and thaw act, that hot and cold expansion and retraction in a barrel, interacts with the alcohol in the barrel, and that interacts with the oak and the surroundings. So that's really good for maturing the whiskey. We have had several world whiskey judges here, and they're just in awe of the way it matures in this extreme climate.
Have you had a whiskey and green ginger wine tonight? That might be good for your throat.
Yes. No, I can do with the whiskey tonight after some fairly extreme temperatures. I think in another half an hour I might have a little nightcap. It'd be the world of good, actually.
Beautiful bottles. The packaging's amazing.
And yes. Sorry, Karen. Yeah, we've actually just heard today we've actually won a New Zealand award for their packaging.
Have you? Congratulations.
Yes, with the graphic designer Jess Atkinson from Christchurch and the Caxton printing team. So that was very good for the design of the bottle and the design of the packaging. So it's been coming along, very nicely.
And the gin is Gin and Beerus.
That's right.
That's great. Yeah. Great name.
Yeah, there's a couple of reasons for the name. Susie, my wife, thinks Gin and Beerus, grin and bear it. So as a farmer, we grin and bear it. A bit of fun. And she really enjoys making her five main gins. So they've kind of coming along very nicely.
Also, I noticed on your website, you make wool and you make beautiful colours.
Yes, well, we actually produce wool. Now, this is done through Naturally Yarns, a New Zealand company.
Naturally Yarns, yeah.
Yes, a New Zealand company. So we sell wool to them. It goes through Design Spun, and they spin it and produce it for Naturally Yarns. And I see they've got some baby lines out there now. So it's from our...
Baby lines?
Some baby wool lines.
Baby wool lines. Okay,
baby
garment. Oh, babies.
Yeah.
So it's really soft.
Yeah, very, very soft. So our wool's quite well known throughout the world. Have won several New Zealand awards and even world awards on the quality of wool. So we're actually certified organic, our property. Not that we're sort of renowned for tree hugging of any type, but it's just where we live, so isolated, it really leans to the organic. So all our wool and grain and produce is certified organic, and our wool, being certified organic, has opened a few world markets, and we ship some all around the world and for specialist markets, so that's going really good. It's predominantly a Merino Romney cross, called a half bred, and quite a soft, very soft wool. I'm actually a wool class as well. So it's got a very, what they call a low prickle factor, very very soft, good micron, nice and sound, which is the strength of the wool, and a beautiful colour and good handle. So, yeah, we're quite lucky there again. The climate dictates the very good quality wool, very high yielding, and produces some lovely garments.
Oh, it's a wonderful life. Fabulous.
Yes, no, thank you, Karen. It doesn't always sort of tick all the boxes just like you would think probably in an office, but it's has a few ups and downs and a few challenges, but
yes.
Never mind, we just do the best we can and try and produce something that, that people enjoy.
Oh, thanks so much for taking time out tonight. Really busy schedule, so appreciate it. And great to talk to you, John.
No, good as gold, Karen. Thanks for the time. Bye then.